This is the Sakar Murli of the 9th of September 2026. Essence, sweet children, only with the power of yoga can you conquer your sins and become conquerors of sinful actions. Question: what thought makes effort-making children stop making effort? Answer: for effort makers who think that there is still a lot of time left and that they will be able to gallop ahead later, the father explains, children, death is not fixed. If you were to leave everything to tomorrow and die in the meantime, what would you have earned? Therefore, continue to benefit yourself and others as much as possible by following Srimat. Don't stop making effort by thinking about the time. Song, Salutations to Shiva. Om Shanti. It is explained to you children that the incorporeal one cannot perform any actions without the corporeal one. He couldn't play his part otherwise. The spiritual father comes and explains to you spiritual children through Brahma. You have to become Satobrittan, masters of the world, with the power of yoga. It is in the intellects of you children that the father comes every cycle and teaches you Raj Yoga through Brahma. He carries out the establishment of the original eternal deity Dharma, that is, he changes human beings into deities. Human beings who were deities were pure and have changed after 84 births and have now become impure. When those of Bharat had divine intellects, they had everything: purity, peace and happiness. This is a matter of 5,000 years. The father explains the full account, including the dates and times, to you. No one is higher than he is. Only the father sits here and tells you the secrets of the beginning, the middle and the end of the world, that is, of the Kalpa tree. The deity Dharma of Bharat has now disappeared. The images definitely exist. The people of Bharat know that there was the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan in the Golden Age. They made the mistake in the scriptures of showing Krishna in the Copper Age. Only the Father comes and shows the way home to those who have forgotten this. He is called the guide to liberation and liberation in life. Only the One grants liberation and liberation in life to all. When Bharat is liberated in life, all the rest of the souls are in the land of liberation, which is why he is called the bestower of liberation and liberation in life. The Creator is only one, and the world is also only one. There is only one history and geography of the world, and it continues to repeat. There are the Golden and Silver Ages, etc., and then there is the Confluence Age. The Iron Age is impure, whereas the Golden Age is pure. Before the Golden Age comes, the Iron Age definitely first has to be destroyed. Establishment has to take place before destruction. Establishment will not take place in the Golden Age. God comes when the impure world has to be purified. The Father is showing you an easy method to use. Break all relationships with your body and bodily relatives and become soul conscious. And remember the Father. The Father is the one who gives fruit to the devotees. He gives this knowledge to the devotees to make them pure. It is yoga that purifies everyone. The ocean of knowledge comes and speaks this knowledge through this one's mouth. He purifies the impure. At this time, all souls have become impure, so they call out to the Father, because no one apart from the Father can purify you. If the Ganges is the purifier, why do you sing? The purifier is Rama, who belongs to Sita. The intellect says that the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, will definitely come again to carry out the establishment of the new world and the destruction of the old world. The kalpa tree has a duration. Anything that reaches a state of total decay is said to be tamopratan. This cannot be called a new world. This is an iron-aged world. All of these things are made to sit in your intellects for you to explain to others. Give this message to every home. Don't say God has come. Explain tactfully. You have two fathers, a worldly father and a spiritual father. At a time of sorrow, you only remember the spiritual father. No one in the land of happiness remembers God. In the golden age, the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan, there was peace, happiness and purity. There was everything. Once you have received the Father's inheritance, why would you call out to him? There is nothing but happiness. The Father did not create the world to cause you sorrow. This play is predestined. Those who have parts to play at the end take 2 to 4 births and remain in the land of peace for the rest of time. However, it is not possible for anyone to leave the play. They may take 1 or 2 births, but it is as though they are in liberation for the rest of time. Souls are actors. Some have elevated parts, and others have less elevated parts. It is remembered that no one can reach the depths of God. Only God comes and explains to you the secrets of the Creator and the beginning, the middle and the end of creation. The Father explains, I enter an ordinary body. The one whose body I enter doesn't know his own births. I tell you the story of this one's 84 births. No part can be changed, because this play is predestined. This doesn't sit in anyone's intellect. It can only sit in your intellects when you become pure and try to understand. In order to understand everything very clearly, you have to stay in a bhati, a furnace, for 7 days. They have readings from the Bhagavat, etc. for 7 days. Some are able to understand everything very clearly in just 7 days, whereas others say that nothing sits in their intellects. If they are not to claim a high status, how would these things sit in their intellects? Acha, at least they've been benefited. Subjects continue to be created in this way, but it requires effort to claim the fortune of the kingdom. only by remembering the Father will your sins be absolved. Whether you do it or not is up to you. It is still the Father's direction. Something lovely is always remembered, is it not? On the path of devotion, they say, O Purifier, come. You have now found him. He says, remember me, and the rust will be removed. You will not receive the kingdom just like that. A little effort is needed to have remembrance. Only those who remember Baba a lot will attain their Karmateet stage. Because of not remembering Baba fully, your sins will not be absolved. Only with the power of yoga can you become conquerors of sinful actions. How did Lakshmi and Narayan become so pure when no one is pure at the end of the Iron Age? At this moment, the episode of the knowledge of the Gita is being repeated. God Shiva speaks. Everyone continues to make mistakes. And so I come and make everyone free from making mistakes. All of the scriptures of Bharat belong to the path of devotion. The Father says, no one knows about anything I said. Those who heard it from me attained their reward for 21 births. This knowledge then disappeared. You have been around the cycle and are now listening to this knowledge. You know that you are planting the sapling of changing humans into deities. This is the sapling of the deity tree. People continue to plant saplings of those trees. The Father comes and shows you the contrast. You show what their plan is and what your plan is. They have family planning to stop the world population increasing. The Father tells you a very good thing. It is that the innumerable religions are to be destroyed and the family of deities will be established. In the Golden Age, there was just the family of the deity Dharma. None of the many families existed then. Look how many families exist in Bharat now, the Gujarati family, the Sikh family. In fact, there should only be one family in Bharat. When there are many families, there is definitely conflict, and then there is civil war. Civil war also takes place within families. Just as two brothers in a family may not be able to live together, there is friction between them. Even the water is divided between them. Those of the Sikh religion feel that they should give more happiness to a family that belongs to their religion. There is a greater pull to one's own kind. They continue to beat their heads. When it is the end, they will continue to fight amongst themselves. Destruction has to take place. They continue to manufacture many bombs. When that big war took place, they dropped two bombs. They have now manufactured many of them. This is a matter of understanding. You have to explain that this is the same Mahabharat war. Even eminent people say that if they don't stop the war, the whole world will be set on fire. You know there will be a fire. The Father is establishing the original eternal deity Dharma. Rajyoga is for the Golden Age. The deity Dharma has disappeared and will be established again. It is now the Iron Age. And after that, there has to be the Golden Age. There is now this great Mahabharat war for the destruction of the Iron Age. Imbibe all of these things very well and then explain them. Human beings belong to the devilish community, and this is why you have to be very cautious. There will definitely be obstacles now, just as there were in the previous cycle. This drama is predestined, and we are bound by it. You should never forget the pilgrimage of remembrance. There is the song, O traveller of the night, do not become weary. No one can understand the meaning of it. The night is going to end, and the day will come. Half of the cycle has come to an end, and happiness will now begin. The Father has explained to you the meaning of Man Above. Because Sri Krishna's name was inserted in the Gita, it doesn't have the same strength. Sri Krishna can never be called the Almighty Authority. He takes the full 84 births. This is why the Gita doesn't have the same strength. We are now benefiting all human beings. Those who become benefactors will receive the inheritance. There cannot be benefit without the pilgrimage of remembrance. At this time, all of them have non-loving intellects. They say that God is omnipresent. You have to explain that He is the unlimited Father. The people of Bharat receive their unlimited inheritance from the unlimited Father. You people of Bharat have taken 84 births. You have been continuing to listen to this knowledge, but you now see things in a practical way. Day by day, many new ones will come to you. If eminent people were to come now, it wouldn't take long for your sound to spread very quickly, and there would then be upheaval. This is why everything continues to happen gradually. This knowledge is incognito. No one can tell what you are doing. There is sorrow in devotion and happiness in this knowledge. Only you and no one else knows how you battle with Ravan. God speaks. If you want to become Satopritan from Tamopritan, remember me and your sins will be absolved. Become pure and I will take you back with me. Everyone is going to receive liberation. Everyone will be liberated from Ravan's kingdom. You say that only the Shiv Shaktis, the Brahma Kumaris, will establish the elevated world by following the Srimat of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, exactly as they did in the previous cycle. The elevated world existed 5,000 years ago. Make this sit in your intellects. When your intellect imbibes the main points, you will be able to stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance. Some of you think that there is still time and that you will make effort later on. However, death has no discipline. What if someone were to die tomorrow? So you mustn't think that you will gallop ahead at the end. That thought will make you fall even further. Continue to make as much effort as possible. Each of you has to benefit yourself by following Srimat. Examine yourself to see how much you remember the Father and how much of the Father's service you do. You are God's spiritual helpers. You salvage spirits. You show people how impure spirits can become pure. Your sins won't be absolved by remembering Sri Krishna. He was a prince and experienced his reward. There is no need for his praise. How would you praise deities? Yes, everyone celebrates birthdays. That's a common thing. But what else did they do? They continued to come down the ladder anyway. There are good and bad human beings. Each one's part is his own. This is an unlimited matter. The main branches and twigs can be counted, but the leaves are innumerable. How could you sit and count each one? The father continues to tell you, children, make effort. Give everyone the father's introduction and connect your intellects in yoga with the father. The father says, tell everyone to become pure and they will go to the land of liberation. The world doesn't know what will happen through the Mahabharat war. This sacrificial fire has been created because a new world is needed. Our sacrificial fire is going to end, and everything will therefore be sacrificed into it. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. Become a true helper of God and serve to salvage all spirits. Benefit everyone. Give everyone the Father's introduction. 2. Remember the loveliest one, the Father of all, with a lot of love. Remain unshakable about this predestined drama. Don't be afraid of obstacles. Blessing. May you become free from all bondages, and by being constantly man above, experience the stage of sweetness of the mind, and give others the same experience. The children who break their bondages of iron chains and subtle strings and have a stage that is free from bondage become free from any sweetness of physical things of the Iron Age and attachments of their minds. No body consciousness or anything of the old world of bodies can attract them even slightly. When you have no attraction to the sweetness of the physical senses, that is, when there is no attraction of temporary sweetness, you will then experience a alaukik supersensuous joy and sweetness of the mind. For this, you must have the stage of man above constantly. Slogan. Real service is done when you experience blessings as well as happiness from everyone. Aviat signal. Now reveal your form of a bestower. People of the world consider donating to be an act of charity. You children of the bestower are charitable souls who also constantly donate. You have no desire to receive some temporary attainment from any soul. If this soul gives something, then I will give. Or, if this one does something, I will also do something. Don't have such limited feelings. As children of the bestower, you are charitable souls who give love, cooperation and power to all souls. Om Shanti.